Shalom, shalom, my friend. Welcome back to the Anointed Hebrew program. Lesson 2. Last time you planted a tree, Etz Shatul, a tree transplanted by streams of water. Today we learn what that tree does all day and all night. By the end of this lesson, you'll be saying the very phrase Adonai spoke to Joshua on the edge of the Promised Land. Ready? Let's begin. Word 1. Psalm 1 begins, Blessed is the man. The Hebrew word for man, for a person, a soul standing before God, is ish. Listen again. Ish.
Your turn. Say it out loud.
Ish. Ish.
One person. Not a crowd, not a congregation, one single soul. The whole book of Psalms opens its blessing on one ish who chooses the right path. That ish is you.
Word 2. You may already know it. The Hebrew word for day is yom. Listen.
Yom. It's the word in Genesis chapter 1, and there was evening and there was morning, one day. Yom.
Say it with me.
Yom.
And word 3 is its partner, the Hebrew word for night, laila.
Listen to how soft it is. Laila, like a lullaby. In fact, if you've ever sung a Hebrew lullaby, you've sung this word.
Your turn, laila.
Now put them together, day and night. Yom v'laila.
Now listen to Psalm 1, verse 2 from the Anointed Messianic Bible. But his delight is in Adonai's law. On his law he meditates day and night.
There's our old friend from Lesson 1, meditates.
Haga, the lion's growl, remember? A lion over its food, refusing to let go. But today, Haga becomes a promise. Because David wasn't the first to hear this word.
Centuries before David, Moses died.
And Joshua stood trembling at the edge of the Promised Land. And Adonai spoke to him, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, Anointed Messianic Bible. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Did you hear it? Meditate, haga, day and night, yomam valaila. David grew up murmuring the promise God gave Joshua. Psalm 1 is Joshua 1 verse 8 turned into a song. That is the secret of the blessed ish.
So here comes your crown phrase, straight from Adonai's words to Joshua.
First piece, and you shall meditate on it. Vehagita bo.
Second piece, day and night, yomam valaila.
Now the whole crown. Take a breath, and you shall meditate on it day and night. Vehagita bo yomam valaila.
Once more, slower, and this time mean it.
Vehagita bo yomam valaila. Now, what happens to the ish who does this? Back to our tree. Psalm 1, verse 3. He will be like a tree planted by the streams of water that produces its fruit in its season. The Hebrew word for fruit is pri. Listen, pri.
Say it, pri.
But here is the gentle part. The verse says its fruit in its season. Be'ito, in its season. Not every season.
If you are in a winter right now, with no fruit on your branches, hear this. The tree by the water is not ashamed in winter. Its roots are still drinking. Your season is coming. That's not positive thinking. That's Psalm 1.
Our last word. The verse continues, whose leaf also does not wither. The Hebrew word for leaf is ale. Listen, ale.
Your turn, ale.
Ale, the evergreen leaf. And do you know where the leaves show up again? The very last chapter of the Bible. Revelation 22, verse 2, Anointed Messianic Bible. On this side of the river and on that was the tree of life. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The Bible opens with a tree. Psalm 1 plants a tree. And the Bible ends with a tree whose leaves heal the nations, planted by the river of living water. It was never just about you staying green. Your unwithered leaf is healing for somebody else.
Let's gather today's six words. Say each one after me.
Man. Ish.
Day. Yom. Night. Laila.
Meditate. Murmur. Growl.
Haga.
Fruit. Pri. Leaf. Ale.
Your Haga homework.
This week, murmur your crown phrase, the Hagitabo Yomam Valaila. Every morning when you wake, Yom, and every evening as you fall asleep, Laila. Your vocab sheet and worksheet are right below this video. 12 words are now planted in you. Count them, 12.
Until next time, from Numbers 6:24, Anointed Messianic Bible.
Adonai bless you and keep you. I'm so proud of you, Talmid. Lesson 3 is waiting, the two ways part, and we'll find out why the way of the righteous is guarded. Shalom.
Kol hakavod. Kol hakavod. Well done, Talmid. You just said the very words Adonai spoke to Joshua. Vehagita bo yomam valayla.
Meditate on it day and night. 12 Bible words are now living in your mouth. Take a breath, enjoy the fruit of your labor, and when you're ready, your seat is saved for Lesson 3, The Two Ways. Shalom.